How the emirs of the Arabs wrangled with Mustafa on her decease, saying, share the kingdom with us in order that there may be no contention. And how Mustafa, on whom be peace, answered and said, I am commanded in respect of this emirate and the arguments on both sides.
Okay. You're listening. The startup we were talking about went to being God-wise and thinking, being the master, being at the top and arrogance and all that. He stopped it. Another story to explain this, because it's more than that. You have to understand, really. That one was, okay, Moses gave up. But we know that we cannot give up. So here another story, yes.
The emirs of the Arabs assembled and began to wrangle in the Prophet's presence, saying, thou art an emir, every one of us is an emir likewise. Distribute this kingdom and take thy share. Each is seeking equity in regard to his share. Do thou wash thy hands of our share? He replied,
you see, this is a very simple stuff, Mr. Christian, you understand. That they come to the Prophet and say, okay, let's share it. Have you shared? Yes.
He replied, God hath given the emirate to me. He hath given me the chief authority and the absolute command, saying, this is the epoch and cycle of Ahmad. Hark, accept his command, have fear. The party said to him, we too are rulers by that destiny, and God hath given the emirate to us. He said, but to me, God gave it as a possession, and to you as a loan for the sake of provisions for the road.
Do you get the conversation? He said, okay, for the last few, the last, let's divide it and live together. He says, hey, mine is different because the stuff he gave you, he will take it back. The stuff he gave me will not take it back. It's forever. This is what the difference is. Yes?
My emirate is lasting till the resurrection. The emirate held on alone will be shattered. The party said, O Emir, do not say too much. What is thy argument for seeking more?
Okay, what is the answer of the Prophet? There is no answer. When they go to the Prophet and they talk like this, what could he say? He explained it that, listen, yours is temporary, mine is permanent. Yours are at the different levels. Mine is from the top. So give up. They don't. So, yes.
Forthwith, by the bitter command, a cloud arose, came the torrent. The countryside was filled. The exceedingly frightful torrent set its face towards the town. The townsfolk, making loud lamentation, all terrified. The Prophet said, now the time has come for the test, in order that opinion may become ocular vision. Each emir flung his lance, that in the test it might become a barrier against the torrent. Then Mustafa cast his wand upon it, that sovereign wand that reduced to helplessness. The rapid water of the boiling, tameless torrent swept away the lances like a bit of straw. All the lances disappeared, while that wand stood on the surface of the water like a sentry. From anxious regard for that wand, the mighty torrent turned its face away, and the flood water departed. When they beheld that great matter wrought by him, those emirs by dread confessed.
Of course, if you were there, you would be convinced. It was just like one of these, what, not even movies, it's like this cartoon stuff. They would say, okay, on this, it was on this, suddenly the rain will come. You will feel everywhere. It's going to kill her. And remember, he's talking about the place that rain doesn't come. Period. We're talking about the desert, right? Okay, the rain came and said, okay, let's throw the sphere to stop it. Who could stop the water with the sphere? But okay, yes, they couldn't, but he did. And when they saw that, they were convinced. Means you're waiting for something like that to be convinced? Yes.
When they beheld that great matter wrought by him, those emirs by dread confessed, save three persons whose rancor was prevailing. They, from disbelief, called him a magician and soothsayer.
Ah, that's what I wanted to talk about. Forget the normal people. There are three guys even there. They will not be convinced. That's the good story, yes.
The kingship that has been tied on is weak like that. The kingship that has grown up is august like this. If thou didst not see the lances together with the wand, consider the names of them, and consider the name of him, O noble one. Their names the rapid torrent of death has borne away. His name and his puissant fortune are not death. For him the drum is always beaten five times, on this wise every day, till the day of resurrection. If thou hast intelligence, I have done kindnesses, and if thou art an ass, I have brought the rod for the ass. I will turn thee out of this stable in such wise that I will make thy ears and head bloody with the rod. In this stable, asses and men are getting no quarter from thy oppression.
He said, imagine the situation. He was standing with her and say, listen, I brought you the logical explanation. If you don't understand it, you're a donkey. Then I'm going to eat you because everybody is bothered with your donkeyness, your stupidity. Yes.
Lo, I have brought the rod for correction's sake. For every ass that is not approved.
Okay, let's translate it a little bit different. Mm-hmm. First is the rod, which is the stake, which is, do you remember? The logical conversation was that stuff that Moses had, right? He said, okay, I brought that to, for what? For adab. Ooh. Adab is a critical word, because in Persian language, normally, when they say adab, they means to be polite, to be kind. That's it. It means behave. That's adab. But in reality, no, adab is the singular of adab, means the ritual. There is a ritual going on, and with that ritual you will change. Therefore, here I have brought this stick, which is that logical conversation, to reduce the problem of your stupidity somehow here. Yes?
It will become a dragon in subduing thee, for thou hast become a dragon in deeds and disposition.
Mm-hmm. The stick will become a dragon because you, Pharaoh, you become a dragon. You are acting like a dragon, yes?
Thou art a mountain dragon without mercy, but look at the dragon of heaven. This rod comes as a taste from hell, saying, ho, take refuge in the light. Else thou wilt be left helpless in my teeth. There will be no escape for thee through my passes. This was a rod. It is now a dragon, to the end that thou mayest not say, where is God's hell?
Okay. A long paragraph to explain what. Let's go back. Right? So we started with the conversation of this fellow with the wife and with Vizier and doing what? And Moses gave up. He said, okay, I did whatever I could, but you're not lucky enough to accept it, so what? Then a long paragraph of the Arab who don't understand what. They understand quantities, so they think about equalities. They don't understand we are talking about the stuff which is beyond the normal condition. And you cannot really value it with quantities. Do you remember? He brought in all of that and said, this is what it is. All these fellows, they don't get it, that exception. This Moses has a stick, that a stick becomes a dragon and will eat everything. This is not something that everybody has. Moses has. Why? He's given this as a tool to work for it. This is how it works. Now, let's explain something else. I want to explain to you how nobody really will understand the stuff that a believer gets. Let's talk about what's happening inside a believer. Yes.
Explaining that one who knows the power of God will not ask, where are paradise and hell? God makes hell to be wheresoever he will. He makes the zenith to be a snare and trap for the bird. Likewise, from thy teeth arise pangs of pain, to the end that thou mayest say, 'tis hell and the dragon. Or he makes the water of thy mouth to be honey, that thou mayest say, 'tis paradise and the rose. He makes sugar to grow from the roots of the teeth, that thou mayest know the power of the ordinance of the decree.
What was all that? Right at the beginning, you started with the simplest stuff there. Let's talk about God. He does whatever he wants. We don't have any limitation. We cannot imagine the limitation in his power and stuff like that. And he makes a lot of stuff. I'm not talking about creating the stuff. I'm talking about creating the feeling in you. How the feeling is there. If he wants, he will make you cool and you will accept everything. If not, you will be agitated and do something else. Your mouth, you feel good or you feel bad. This is what it happens. He could somehow make the sugar appear in your mouth. Yes, the happiness is like that. The joy is like that. And all of this, I'm telling you for one simple thing. Yes.
Do not then bite the innocent with thy teeth. Bethink thee of the stroke that is not to be guarded against.
At the beginning there is the word therefore, pass. Means conclusion of whatever I said, that therefore don't bite the poor people. Means don't do bad stuff to the other people. You know why? Because you don't know what's coming to you. And there are punishment for bad doing stuff. Believe in it, don't do the bad stuff. Yes.
God makes the Nile to be blood for the Egyptians. He makes the Israelites safe from calamity. That thou mayest know that with God there is discrimination between the sober on the way and the intoxicated. The Nile has learnt from God to discriminate, for it opened for these and shut fast against those. His grace makes the Nile intelligent. His wrath makes Cain foolish.
Yeah, that's how it works. He says, listen, even when